Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 151, How to 80-20 Your Life by Mark Manson of markmanson.net.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hey, welcome to Optimal Living Daily. Blogcast, podcast, audio blog, and audiobook all rolled into one. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy who has been tracking all his income and expenses down to the penny for over 6 years. It actually all started as a homework assignment in business school. The professor told us to track it all for 1 week, every single penny in and out of our lives. And I found it so valuable that I've been doing it ever since. It really makes tax season so easy. And if you want to get a spreadsheet to help you do that too, or at least to challenge yourself to try it for a week or a month, you can get it for free by being part of my weekly newsletter. It even comes with a video tutorial that I made just for you to show you how to use it. So to join, you can text the word OPTIMAL to the number 44222. That's OPTIMAL to 44222. Or you can visit me online at oldpodcast.com and join there. So that's that. Let's jump right in and start optimizing your life. How to 80-20 Your Life by Mark Manson of markmanson.net. In 1906, there's an Italian economist named Vilfredo Pareto. One day, Pareto noticed that every year, 20% of the pea pods in his garden produced approximately 80% of the peas. This got him thinking about economic output on a larger scale. Sure enough, he began to find that in various industries, societies, and even companies, 80% of the production often came from the 20% most productive faction. This became known as the Pareto Principle, or what is now often referred to as the 80-20 Principle. The 80-20 Principle states that 80% of the output or results will come from 20% of the input or action. The 80-20 Principle has historically been most popular in business management situations. Businesses often found that roughly 20% of their customers brought in 80% of their sales. They found that about 20% of their sales reps closed 80% of the sales. They found that 20% of your costs led to 80% of their expenses. In terms of time management, they often found that 20% of their time created 80% of their productivity, and that 20% of their employees created 80% of the value. The examples go on and on. And of course, nobody was actually there with a yardstick measuring out exactly 80% and 20% for all of these items, but the approximate 4-to-1 ratio popped up constantly. Whether it was actually 76-24 or 83-17 is irrelevant. The 80-20 principle became a popular management tool that was used widely to increase efficiency and effectiveness within businesses and industries. It's still widely taught today, but few people thought to apply the 80-20 principle to everyday life or the ramifications it could have. For instance, what are the 20% of your possessions you get the most value out of? What do you spend 20% of your time doing that gives you 80% of your happiness? Who are the 20% of people you're close to who make you the happiest? What are the 20% of the clothes you wear 80% of the time? What's the 20% of food you eat 80% of the time? Chances are these are easy questions for you to answer. You've just never considered them before. And once you've answered them, you can easily focus on increasing the efficiencies in your life. For instance, the 80% of people you spend time with who only add 20% of the pleasure in your life, spend less time with them. The 80% of crap you use 20% of the time, throw it out or sell it. The 80% of the clothes you wear 20% of the time, same thing. Identifying the 20% of the food you eat 80% of the time will probably explain whether you keep a healthy diet or not and how healthy it is. Hey, who needs to follow a diet? Just make sure to switch to where the 20% of food you eat 80% of the time is healthy. When I first considered how the 80-20 principle applied to my own life, I instantly realized a few things. Number one, a few of my hobbies, television shows and video games, accounted for 80% of my time, but only brought me 20% of my fulfillment. Number two, I didn't enjoy a few of my friends who I spent 80% of my time with, hence I was not happy in my social life. And number three, 80% of what I spent my money on was not useful or healthy for my lifestyle. Recognizing these things eventually inspired some hefty changes in my choices and my lifestyle. I dropped video games and television for one. I made efforts to identify other friends to spend more time with, and I paid more attention to what I bought with my money. And of course, the 80-20 principle can still be applied to productivity at work. What tasks do you spend 80% of the time doing that bring in 20% of the returns, i.e. checking email over and over, writing memos, taking a long time to make basic and unimportant decisions, etc.? What is the 20% of your work that gets you 80% of the credit and recognition from your team or boss? And finally, you can apply the 80-20 principle to your emotional life and relationships as well. What are the 20% of behaviors that cause 80% of the problems in your relationships? What are 20% of the conversations that create 80% of the intimacy with your partner? These are important questions that most of us never even consider. It doesn't occur to us that there's an efficiency to every aspect of our life, to everything we do. And not only is there an efficiency, but we have control and influence over that efficiency. It's something we can take responsibility for and improve. What changes could you make in your life today based on the 80-20 principle? One of the most obvious answers, of course, is possessions. It's highly likely that 80% of what you own brings you a small amount of your pleasure or happiness. An obvious place to start 80-20ing yourself is with all of that extra stuff laying around. Obviously, the 80-20 rule is not necessarily a rigid dictum to live by. Don't let the 80-20 rule become the 80% that gives you 20% of the results. But think of it as a tool, a lens to view aspects of your life through. Sit down and think about it, maybe even write it out. You'll likely be surprised with the realizations you come to. You just listened to the post titled How to 80-20 Your Life by Mark Manson of markmanson.net.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's Green Thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See homedepot.com/delivery for details.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And if you like that post, there's another one that I read about the 80-20 rule, or the Pareto principle as it's known, and that was way back in episode number 56. It's actually one of the most listened to episodes, so definitely check that out for some more info. That one actually has two posts in it, and the second one in that episode is about the Pareto principle. And I'll keep this short for you. I'll be back with a Wellness Wednesday episode tomorrow from Nerd Fitness on how to keep yourself motivated. So stay tuned for that, and I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.
Hey, this is Dan from the Optimal Finance Daily podcast, which is a lot like this show, except more focused on personal finance. Justin handpicks the best posts he can find from blogs and authors like Ramit Sethi, Mr. Money Mustache, and more, and I read them to you 5 days a week. So if you enjoy this podcast, come on over and subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily too. And together, we'll optimize your financial life.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.